guys. Welcome to In the Grip Podcast. Josh Berry here with my buddy AJ Cooper. And let me tell you, boys, we're at Burlington Spirit Hollow, and AJ balled out today.
Yeah, I played good and got the win or whatever. And but, man, it's so nice to just be here playing golf. We're here. We're done with day one. Yeah, lucky enough, I was able to win the individual tournament, but that's not it. I mean, we got a lot more going on here.
Couple scrambles tomorrow. Two-man scramble. First thing, who's your partner?
I got Lance Dorsett.
Who you play?
And we play against Hunter Baggett and Aaron Gibbs.
Yep. That's salty. Yeah. What time do y'all go out?
I think we're one of the last ones.
Are you?
Yeah.
We are the dead last group, so catch a few extra Z's tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Nice.
So, heck yeah. AJ, would you shoot 4 under on the front, 18, and then 1 under on the back, 18?
Yep.
So I'm just looking here at the sheet. Let's see. AJ won that pretty single-handedly, and then there was 2 141s, which would have been Gibbs and Griff, and then up here there's a fourth. There's Aaron Benson, Brock Butler, and then the guest we have here. Derek Friday. Derek's first trip up here. Derek, what'd you think, brother?
Man, this course is so nice.
Isn't it?
It just, everything was cut so nice. Greens are nice and hard and quick, which is always a transition from Mosswood, obviously. But, I was told the entire time coming up here, do not pull driver out of the bag. And I think I hit it 5 times total today. And I couldn't be happier with the result.
Cool. So, all right. So, you got into the individual tournament. You got up there. So, tell us, how'd you do it? Like, you just said you didn't hit driver, but obviously something else had been going good.
I was hitting the 4-iron, and quite honestly, I'd never pull 4-iron out of my bag. I've never hit it before. And, I was hitting the 5-wood a little squirrely this morning, so I said, I'm going to try this 4-iron, and it was pure, and I just kept banging that thing.
All right. So, you might have found something new.
Yeah. And since we were playing up on the white tees, I'd hit it 210, 220 every time and then still be less than 150 in to the flag. So,
that's right.
I mean, there's no reason for me to try to get up to 60 or anything like that to get a chip. I'll take that pitching wedge 9-iron all day.
Yeah. So. And really, where we play this golf course, that's, you kind of just got to accept it and play it, because if you try to push it up too far, this tall grass just comes into play.
Yep.
And we're talking, I mean, it's thick native grass this year.
I had so many times today where I thought I hit good balls going into the green, and I was like a club, too much, and it would just go over the green or go into the tall shit, and it's like, you wish you'd play the golf course more to get familiar with it, but I don't know, it's like you guys said, you just gotta, around here you can't just bang a driver wherever you want, you gotta place a ball. If you gotta hit 100, on some of these tee boxes, like on number 9, it's like 220. Par 4, right? But you got to hit like a ball out there from like 150 yards to like 180 yards. Yeah. You kind of got that little 30-yard gap. You need to hit it. That way you're setting yourself up for like a, 80-yard shot into the green or something.
That was a weird hole.
That hole's goofy. But, it is. I hit 7-iron off that tee both times a day.
Yeah.
Now, one time I hit would I hit sand wedge in and then gap wedge in the next time. So the second shot is pretty tough because you're staring at like a hazard over there to your left, and the green is not just a normal flat green over there. It's
intimidating.
Yeah, it really is. It's a tough shot.
So what'd you do, AJ? I mean, you go out there and shoot 4 under and then back it up with another 1 under. Yeah. I mean, what'd you do today? I mean,
so I slow, really slow starts to both my rounds. Very, very first hole of the day, I hit 4-iron off tee and I pulled it and hit it into the tall stuff. So I make bogey on my very first hole of the day, and then just got it, kept it in play. Just didn't make any mistakes for a long time, and then. I kind of just held it together until 15. So I was even par going into 15 and made a long putt on 15 for birdie. And then 16, I actually hold my second shot on 16.
So 16, all right, let me think here. 15 is the whatever, the little par 3.
Over the water. And then 16, so I hit 4 iron off tee, just trying to lay up in position. Had 116 in. And I was playing against Mike Fulton.
Oh, yeah.
Playing against Mike Fulton in my match, and I'm down. The entire day, I'm down to him. And so I birdied 15 to pull it all square. And get to 16, and I have 116. It's way uphill. You can't even see, you can't see your landing area. So I just took a little pitch and wedge and just... I was telling myself, like, 124, 125, that's your number or whatever. Yeah. And I hit it, and it came off so nice, and I was riding with Lance. I said, that's got to be good, right? And Jeremy Moss was playing with us, and he was up by the green. He's like, yeah, you made it. It's like, wonderful. Wow.
So there's a skin.
Yeah, how amazing is that? And which finally put me one up in the match. And then turn around 17, Mike birdie 17, so I'm back to all square. So playing really good golf, but I can't get Mike done, you know.
And so were you all square going into 18?
All square going into 18. I made birdie on 18 and put him away. So, yeah, it was and my matches, you know, the second time around, I had to go against Hunter.
Yep.
Dude, you ought to have seen what this guy did. Birdie's one. Birdies two, almost makes a hole in one on 3. It was playing like 120. It was probably playing 125-ish.
Yep.
Right there, and it hits a whatever wedge, hits it just behind the green, or just behind the hole, or like 5 feet beyond the hole. Spins it back, it's coming, I mean, and it's down that slope. It's coming, like, looks there's no way it could possibly miss. Somehow just stops short, like 2 inches short. Yeah, and so, you know, birdies, so he birdies one, birdies two, birdies three, 4 is par 5, hits a really good drive out there, hits a 5-iron to like 4 feet, makes that, so he's 5 under through 4.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm playing against him, I'm 1 under through 4, and just, like, what did I do? Like, tried to chip away, but I couldn't, couldn't beat him. Finally, on 17... we both birdied 17. I made my putt first, and then he made a putt on top of me to put me away on 17. Yeah.
You had a tough day, though.
I did. I knew it was going to be tough.
The top dogs.
Yeah,
in.
I knew it was going to be tough. I knew I just had to I told myself, like, if I just go out and play good golf, it doesn't matter who I'm playing. Like it's going to be a good match, and that's kind of what I did. And, I was lucky to beat Mike, and then I was not lucky enough to beat Hunter. But
Hunter told me when you all got done, he said that AJ, he's just solid at everything. He said he doesn't have a strength, he doesn't have a weakness. He said he's just good on everything. So, I mean, yeah, it's like you said, you know, he played really good, but he also, you know, tipped his hat to you. And I think everybody knows how good you guys are. I mean, you know, we say it all the time, you and Mike and AJ and Butler, or you and Baggett and Butler, yeah, you guys can just, you know, you just flip a coin and whoever, you know, putts good that day or whatever wins the damn match, it seems like, you know, but.
That's what's crazy is, I haven't played with you very often, if at all, maybe a round, but I know two things are always for sure. Number one, you're always going to be there second day on one man, and all the stories that I hear about Spirit, it seems like you win consistently or you're up there. So, I mean, I think this is just your game. I mean.
Yeah. No, I love coming here to Spirit.
It's our Super Bowl.
It's our major. And
people that listen to our pod and don't even, you know, maybe they don't even know us or never been up here or whatever, but they know that this is a big deal, us coming up here to this deal. You know, we love it. Actually, I was talking to the head pro today up here, and we were talking about, you know, he was like thanking us for coming up here and all that stuff. And, you know, this is your all's how many year coming up here and all that. And I said, well, we got 28 this year. I said, actually, we were flirting with 32. If everything goes right, we might go 32 and just, you know, take up the whole course as far as what they can hold staying the night here on the golf course. And he told me, he said, that this golf course is made for 32,
yeah,
you know, people to come up here and stay. He said that's what's perfect about it. He said 2 years ago we had some guys come from Indianapolis, and he said the first year they brought 20-something. He said it was fine. He said the next year they brought 70-something. And he said it was a huge pain in the ass. He said, you know, I mean, we're just pulling our hair out, trying to make them happy and everything. And he said, so they went back down to 32, so they got the whole course to themselves, you know, as far as staying here. And and he said, you all really need to think about going to 32.
Yeah.
I think we could do it. Like, it's a good group of guys right now. Like, I mean, it's full. You can tell, but four more guys, I feel like you throw them into the mix.
The cool part about it is it's Monroe guys, it's Mosswood guys.
Right.
And, you know, like Al Dames, I'm going to play with him tomorrow. He's on my scramble team. But, like, you know, I see him out there on Wednesdays, but him and I don't. You know, he's in a group and I'm in a group. I mean, we talk a little bit, but I don't really know Al. But then we're going to go out tomorrow and we're going to become friends. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And we got, like, you know, Derek's in the mix now coming to this deal. And, you know, we just got – it's fun, man. You got a lot of guys that you don't normally play golf with, and now we're all kind of, you know, right there playing together. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's more than golf, too. Like, like exactly what you just said. Like, this is an opportunity for us to get out and just, I mean, be social, you know?
Yep.
I got to play my back 18 with Jeremy Moss today, and this is the second time I've ever played with Moss. And I got to give him a quick shout-out. He played Benson, and Benson had to give him 13 strokes. After the first nine, they were both even. So Benson was getting his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
And then Moss turned around and shot a 50 on the back, but he did close out Benson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was hilarious because he was playing so good, and something hit in his head where he was like, I don't know what it is about this back nine. We hadn't even started yet. He was like, I don't know what it is about this back nine. I was like, dude, don't even worry about it. And then he drops a hole, and then he drops another hole, and he drops another hole. He was up like 6 or 7 on Benson going into the back nine.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there was like 4 holes left, and he was only up like 3. And it's like, hey, dude, hey, chill, man. You still got this, bud.
Yeah. No, hey, dude, the back nine's tougher.
Yeah.
It's a little bit tougher.
It's tough. He's so fun. There's several guys out here that know how to have a good time, but he just made it so fun because I could tell that there was times where he was – kind of down on himself, but he never let that affect, like, you know, sometimes you get those people who get pissed off, they get in the cart, and then it's like, oh shit, I don't want to say something. And not Moss. I mean, he's just a fun guy to be around.
You can always feel comfortable around him. And actually, most guys on this trip, like, there's a couple that might get mad, but they'll get over it.
Yep.
They have to.
Yep.
There's no reason to not. But, alright, so, like, let's hear some highlights of the day. Like, I didn't see either of you two guys all day long.
Actually, I just seen AJ downstairs, and we were bullshitting, drinking a beer. And he was like, dude, I haven't seen you all day. And I said, yeah, I didn't even know if you were on the trip. Just hadn't seen him.
Yeah, we didn't get paired together. And so, I mean, there's so many of us here that, it can happen. You can.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you want to do a pod real quick? And he's like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, perfect.
Yeah.
But,
all right, highlights. Like, what's the best shot you saw today?
I think one of the best shots that I saw was kind of like the one you were talking about with Baggett's. Moss got up on that same par three. I think number three or whatever that one is.
Yeah, three.
And he hit it behind the hole, and it spun back to pin high. But the way that it ran down the slope, it was just like 2 feet to the right. But if it would have hit the right line, that was another hole in one.
It had a chance for it, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just – that was when he was on fire. And, like, just before that
– did he make that putt for birdie?
Yeah, he had made a giant – yeah, he made that putt too. But the very first time, he was like 30, 35 feet out on the rough, not even the fringe, on the rough. And he putted that one in for birdie. I knew it was going to be a day. So, like, we got hype immediately, and then – yeah,
Moss is an easy guy to get hype with.
Oh yeah, he loves to get out.
I mean, as you guys saw in the room down there, he was talking his shit. But
me and Duck have Moss and Knocker tomorrow at 8:00.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're already mouthing. As far as good shots for me, that I seen today, I played against Griff on the back. I don't know. I mean, Griff's just pretty salty, you know how Griff is, but he played really good on the back. He shot 2 under on the day. But he made one putt on 15, man, that was a crazy bender. which Griff making a putt, you know, it's what he does. But yeah, but anyway, he like was like, "Barry, will you move your ball over like one putter length?" So I did that, and he's like, "Move it one more." And then I did it, and he's like, "Man, I might have to have you move it again." And so then I moved it, and he was like, "Man, I know you all think I'm just a dumbass, but I think this putt might, you know, break or whatever." I mean, I couldn't bitch at him. He made it, you know, in the side door.
Right.
But, yeah. And that actually put me away. I had a pretty good up and down, dude. I mean, me and Tyler Adams were talking about it, and he was like, "You have to land this thing on the fringe, and then it's just like this ball's not going to stop." I hit the fringe and rolled up there to like 10 feet, and then I had a little bender like Griff did. Griff was like 12 feet, and mine was 10, and then, you know, made the putt, but it didn't matter. Griff birdied it, but, yeah. I guess one of your highlights of the day was obviously that chip in, that hole out.
Yeah. So I had 116 in and made it.
Yeah, that's past the chip in at that point.
Yeah, that's a hole out.
So I'm back to back 2 years in a row with hole outs out here. I made one last year. I made one from 80. On hole six, and 116 this year.
That's awesome.
So I hope I keep that going. That would be awesome. But I hadn't made a shot from any distance in a long time. It'd been a while, maybe a whole year.
Oh, that's a long time.
No, I mean, I hit a lot of golf shots, you know. So, but yeah, I hadn't made one, and something about this place, I don't know. It likes me, I guess.
I'm curious because I think there's a lot of people flirting with that hole in one. I'm curious if. I know, 28 guys, that's a lot of opportunities to hit that thing.
I know.
And
I hit one on 7, and it ended up being about 5 feet long or whatever. But, you know, that one, you can't really see where it lands. You get a pretty good idea. But I hit one there, and, like, it landed just right of the hole and then worked over to the hole. Like, I thought, oh, there it is. You know, I finally did it. And it was long. But Hunter's shot on 3. I mean, that's the closest I've seen to a hole on this trip.
I'm really glad it didn't fall.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm not too disappointed.
It was halfway there, and I told our group, I was like, "Here it is, guys. Like, this is one." You could just tell it was lined up perfectly. You could hear the spin off of it when he hit it. You could tell it was going to work back, and I thought that was it for sure. And I mean, it was just a couple inches off, but. Yeah, so we still got tomorrow. Somebody might get one. I don't know.
So, go ahead.
So, Barry and Duck are going against Knocker and Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you teamed up with, and who are you going against?
All right, so me and Lance Dorsett are playing against Hunter Baggett and Aaron Gibbs.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like you said that already, but I already forgot.
Yeah, so it'll be, I mean.
And then who you got?
Me and Ricky Bobby. Going against Tyler Adams and Al Dames, I think.
Yep. That'll be good. That's a solid.
I told Ricky, I said, you just give me something safe, and I'll be banging that driver.
Uh huh.
So, I mean, it'll be fun to start swinging the driver. I'm not a safe guy, man. I get out there at Mosswood League Nights and shoot 45, 46 because I'm just trying to slam it, you know. But
yeah.
You're a scramble golfer.
I am a scramble golfer.
You love scrambles because you can just bang that driver.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, like, Spirit's fun. The whole trip's fun or whatever, but, like, tomorrow's scramble day. It will be a lot more fun tomorrow.
And we got to talk about, like, these four-man teams because I think there's a few teams in there that are salty.
Yeah.
So let me pull it up here.
And I'm not going to lie. I think our team's one of them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Obviously, I'll, you know.
So what I've learned about these four-man scrambles here is really, like, you've got to, like, get going. You got to get in the rhythm and start making birdies, right. Birdies. And
if you par, like, 2 or 3 holes in a row, I mean, yeah, everybody's wanting to kill everybody.
Yeah, then, like, yeah, you just lose all momentum, and it's hard to come back from that.
Yep.
Especially, like, you know. Let's say you par 5. Like, it is hard to come back from that.
I can see that killing
me. So, let's do this real quick. Let's all name off the team, and then we'll break the team down, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the first team Hunter Baggett, Green O'Brien, Brian Foley, and Paw Paw.
Okay, so Hunter played good golf today, shot even farther than shot one under, but his second round he was 500 through four and then just kind of ran into trouble the rest of the way. And then Grant, this was his first trip up here, and Grant played some really good golf.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Steady.
So right there, they kind of got like a 1-2 punch.
The thing with Grant is, and I've seen it all morning on the front 18, and knock on wood, hopefully we'll see it again tomorrow in our two-man scramble, is just off the tee, he'll hit the bunt driver out there kind of like Griff does, or he'll hit a hybrid off the tee, and he's just going to hit fairway after fairway, and he's not going to get himself in trouble.
That's what you got to do.
Yep.
You got to figure that part out. Like,
so Grant's going to be a perfect one for, you know, to do that, and that way Hunter can swing away.
Hunter doesn't really need any freedom. Anyways, he hits it so good. So
yeah,
Pawpaw is gonna make you some putts and make you some miracle shots if you need a miracle shot.
So I heard. So there were scrambles after we finished our 36 today. There were scrambles. I didn't go out, but rumor was he made three putts in a row that were of length.
Like, Pawpaw.
Were you out there?
They were in the. So we had two scrambles, and we were in the scramble in front of them.
Okay.
Yep. So he wasn't in my group.
He made like 30-footer, 20-footer, 30-footer.
Dude, he's Pawpaw can get hot, man.
Dude, that's like.
And if you need that 220-yard shot to go through that tree, not touch anything, hit off that fence post, and then come back and land 5 feet from the pin, he'll do it.
Yeah, a little miracle shot.
Yep. But if he's like 100 yards out, he might shank it into That's Pawpaw, man. He's a scramble golfer. You know, he's a good one to have on your team. And the thing with Pawpaw is he's a lot like Moss. You're going to have fun with him whether you shoot 20 under or whether you shoot 2 under. You're going to have fun. You got anything else on Team Baggett?
Yeah, they'll be tough. We know they're going
to
be tough.
Yep, that's a tough team. All right, so let's go to the next team. Me and Friedank kind of like this team.
Oh, my gosh.
Butler, Barry, Al Dames, and Friedank.
Yeah. Not really much for weakness there.
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to toot our horn that much. You know, I mean, obviously, I love scrambles. Friedank does, too. Al Dames bangs the ball off the tee pretty good, is what you tell me.
Yeah, he definitely does.
And then Butler's Butler, man.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. I think several of these teams, I mean, even like Baggett's team, for example, you got Baggett, who's a long driver, and you got Duck, who can hit it pretty good. You've got some putters on the team. Our team here, like, I love to drive the ball. I know JB loves to drive the ball. Brock is known for hitting the hell out of it. So, I mean, if Al can do the same thing, we've got four people at any given time who can hit a drive. So, I mean, I think our biggest thing is going to be making putts, quite honestly, because we know that we're going to have a drive. So if we can make putts, then we'll be solid.
Yeah. You guys, you're going to be fine. That one's going to be tough to beat.
All right. AJ Cooper, Ryan Watson, Tyler Adams, and Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Ricky Bobby.
How about that? So,
good God, man. I played with Tyler Adams on the back 18, and he pounds the ball off the tee.
Yeah, very long.
So, I mean, he was like, yeah, he kind of gets squirrely. You know, I heard that it can get squirrely. Well, it wasn't squirrely today.
No, hell, I played with him on the front 18, and
like, wherever he starts the ball off, it's straight. He might push a little bit. He might pull a little bit. But that ball's not hooking. It's not slicing. It's just dead straight where he hits it. Yeah. And he hits the dog shit out of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I picked him. Yeah, that's kind of – it's my hope. Just see him just smashing a few times.
We've talked about him before, AJ.
Uh-huh.
About him maybe in what the hell do we call it?
Whatever.
Handicap police. Gosh dang, sorry, it's been a long day. We've had a couple beers.
Well, here. We haven't done handicap police in so long. And because you were like there for a while, you were the only one that we
talked about. We can't just.
You were.
Yeah, and you weren't going to.
No, we can't talk about us on the pod. No.
The criminal.
We're not going to incriminate ourselves.
Right.
Yeah, we won't do that. But, yeah, no. So, yeah, and then Ryan Watson, like, dude. If his putter gets hot, like, just let him putt it. Just let him roll it.
See, to me, Flute's like another, like, Duck. Because he's just consistent a lot of times. Like if he gets his game going, he'll put you the safe shot out there, or he'll hit the green for you on the second shot so that you can go flag hunting and try to drop a dart, or he just hits the shots that you need through the round so that you can play the aggressive shots. If that makes sense, he's just consistent always.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so Ricky, we're just gonna free up Ricky. We'll be like, Ricky, just
Ricky, swing away.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just go make a putt. Just
see that'll be Ricky's thing tomorrow. Is just like not to get in his head before the round starts.
No, like who cares? And like, you know, I'll probably be coaching him the whole time too. So
yeah,
free swing lesson day. Yeah.
Yep.
I hope he's okay with that.
I would be. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we're going to win. That team's going to win, so.
Yeah, well.
Interesting.
We might have a little side action on that one there. It's hard to have side action on a guy who just shot 5-under by himself today.
Yeah. That's true.
But.
Before we get to any of the other teams, is the bets a 10-10-10 with every team?
Yep. Okay. 10-10-10 with everybody. So, that's the mandatory bet. And then,
right. And then people can have those side ones.
Yeah, do whatever after that, so.
So next team.
Oh, by the way, so side bet. Did you guys do much side betting today?
I just won with Pawpaw.
Yeah. So I didn't. The second 18 got one or whatever. Just got destroyed all day or whatever. And finally on the last, so I had to put an $80 putt to make us, you know, lose. We still lost money or whatever. But finally. Like, hey, what a horrible side betting day it was for me.
So what side bet do you make shooting 5-under that you get beat?
Yeah, good question, right? How am I getting beat?
That's when I'm kidding. When you win the outright individual ball,
yeah,
and you still lose money, something.
So, yeah. So, no, I had a partner in on it, and
there it is.
All right. I get it now.
Yeah, so we want to throw under the bus.
We didn't do as good. I mean, I didn't play as good as I needed to play for us to win. So, bottom line, that's it.
All right, next team we got Mike Fulton, Jerry Quinn, Lance Dorsett, Zach Hines.
I mean, they're so old. Like,
Mike did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Mike wanted Jerry, wanted Lance, and who was the other one he wanted?
Is there enough? Advil or
no, he didn't want. Well, I mean, I'm not saying he didn't want Zach.
There's somebody else.
He probably wanted Pawpaw to go with it. So
it might have been Pawpaw.
Average age, somewhere around.
So yeah, what are they going to do? Like, they're going to play golf and talk about their upcoming Social Security checks coming in. Like, I don't know what to think about that team. Lance, he's going to be so wore out after a two man. You know.
Yeah.
Because
you're going to beat the brakes.
I'm going to ride him. Be like, I'm just going to make him stress over all four-footers. Like, got to make it, you know? And, they're just too old, so.
But, yeah. Nope, that's obviously a pretty good team. We're just giving you shit.
Yeah.
GQ is a hell of a scrambler. He's in the Hall of Fame. We've already talked about that. All right, next team. We're done talking about them. Brian Williams, Josh Potterfield, Jeremy Moss, Derek Adams.
Just have some fun, guys. Yeah. I mean, come on.
That's going to be a fun team that can strike.
You got two really fun guys in Potterfield and Moss that just feed off each other, and they're going to have a ball.
Right.
And then, yeah, we're actually playing in a scramble tonight. Me, Matt Siebert, Brian Williams, and Siebert just finally told Brian, he was like, quit making us go hit off the tee and just go up there and bang one.
Yeah, just smash.
And so he just started doing it, you know.
Yeah. No, that guy lights the ball up.
Yeah.
JP lights the ball up. They're going to be tough.
That's going to be a salty little team.
All right, next team. Aaron Benson, Matt Seward, Grant Varith, Yogi.
Yeah, everybody's sneaky good. I mean, you know, Benson got the benefit of the late addition.
Scrap was a Wednesday qualifier, we said.
Yeah. Scrap, I mean, he scrambles so well. It's anybody's game for this deal.
It is.
I have no idea what the winning score is going to be. If we play 18, I bet somebody gets to 13 under.
I bet you're right.
Yeah.
I told Friday, he was like, what's our number? And I said 20 going off 27 holes like last year, you know, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. If you play... you play 20, you better, or 27, you better get to 20.
Yep.
Which is just a crazy number for a course like this. I mean, with so many hazards and
can't
go left, can't go right, can't go long. And the fact that it's like, but at the same time you're doing all that, you got to hit 20 if you want money. Otherwise, right, you're paying out. It's like, gosh, damn. That just shows you how good these teams are and how good everybody is.
Last team, Griff, Gibbs, Knocker, Michael Williams. That team could be really good.
Yeah, that team will probably win. Griff and Gibbs showed that they can play their ball out here. I mean, they both finished really high.
Mm-hmm.
And then Knocker's solid. He always scrambles good. Yeah, there's too many good teams. That's the problem.
Yep.
There's a lot of good teams.
I don't know, but what else you got?
I don't know. It's just, it felt like it took so long for us to finally get here, and then day one showed up, and, you know, we teed off or whatever, you played your first 18, and it honestly felt like it was over very fast.
Yeah.
That was the fastest 18 holes, I swear, I've ever played.
Yeah.
And we, by no means, were we just knocking green every time. Like, we were smacking it around and whatnot, but we never got caught from behind. We never caught the group in front of us, I don't think. And shit, I mean, it was the back 18, we slowed a little bit, but I mean, the front 18 was so fast, which is good. I mean,
yeah,
that's what you want. But
even Hunter and I said that at one point, we had like three holes to play. We're like, man, today just went by so fast.
We build it up.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, this is what we think about, you know, golf wise all the time, you know. And it's just, it's here and it'll be gone, you know. Tomorrow we'll play till dark and then we're going home.
Yeah.
And you know?
Wait a whole nother year before we
go. I mean, in 24 hours we'll be at home and be like, shit.
Wasn't Kenny supposed to come down?
Yeah, and do the, yeah, I don't know what happened there. We need to ask Flute on that, but.
Oh, yeah. Didn't work out. But, yeah, I don't know. It's, I'm glad the individual tournament went the way it did. Like, you know, that's my major every year.
Yep.
And I knew it was going to be tougher this year. And
a lot of good golfers in this group. A
ton of good golfers. And, you know, just got to get, don't make any huge mistakes. Like, just keep working. And
assuming, you know, we get another one or two good golfers next year if they do go to 32.
Yeah.
You know, if Flute does want to go to 32, then I mean, you got to think Trav's going to be back on if he can.
Yeah.
And
Shoemate. Yeah, and then you think about
Idris, I think. Doesn't he normally go?
Yeah.
Glenn Tommy's not here.
Tommy's
so not. There's several
people. Yeah, no, Tommy's not going to miss this trip.
I can't imagine you not filling it up. But yeah, I mean, and so far, you know, Ryan wanted to flirt with what 28 would be. You know, Ryan's kind of the dad of the group. He kind of tells everybody where to go, and he does all the dirty work, man. So you got to tip your hat to him on doing that. But, so, you know, if he thinks we can do 32 next year, hell yeah. I don't think it'd be a problem at all filling it up.
I don't see anywhere so far where there's been a problem with, no, like, accommodations.
It's gone so smooth. Like,
today was smooth. You know, if we were to have an issue, I think today would have been the issue.
Yeah.
An individual ball.
Yeah.
In a scramble, you're not going to have an issue because after like two or three holes, everybody's going to say, all right, get your egg off and go bang a drive out there so we can hurry up and get this on the road. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Now, I'm looking forward to golf tomorrow, but again, for me, like the individual stuff, that's why I come here.
So. Yeah.
And for us, it's usually the second day, I assume.
Yeah. Is
that scramble. Although I will say, like, being a new guy here, never having played the course, the fact that I was competing for that net low, I was pretty happy about that.
Hell yeah, Gabe, dude.
Was in there. I know Duck was in there at least after the first 18, and I mean, I'm sure he was within striking distance. Mm-hmm. So I mean, several new guys that came out here and just,
yep.
You
know. No, this was the most competitive for the handicap tournament, for the individual deal, that it's ever been.
Yep.
And I know we have more guys or whatever, but still, like the competition was up.
Yep.
Really was. And
I think Baggett said he shot 72, 71 and didn't
place.
Didn't make money.
Yeah, he didn't place.
Which is wild.
Yeah, there's never been a time before this that you shot net under par and didn't make money. Yeah. But this year, I mean, I won or whatever, and sent my wife a message, said, hey, you know, won the individual tournament, and she's, you know, she's probably upset I'm here or whatever. sent me a message back and said, cool, I'm getting new shoes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
You get new shoes now.
Yeah,
yep.
Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought everything went real good today. I'm pumped for tomorrow, scramble-wise. Get a little help out there. Not stress out as much.
Oh, my gosh. I'm yeah. so tight.
Yeah, yeah, it is so good. Like, I mean, it's stressful playing your own ball on this golf course.
Oh, gosh.
Because every hole you look at, I mean, there's tall grass left and right, left and right, left yep. and right, or whatever. And, I mean, I hit plenty of balls. I hit at least four, maybe five balls and tall stuff today, and I mean,
I didn't know what to expect coming up here, but I was talking to Josh, and I bought 24 dozen of these bright yellow Callaways, and then I bought, well, I said 24 dozen, I mean 2 dozen of these bright yellow Callaways. I bought 2 more dozen of like Callaway Warbirds, which were cheap. Just
yeah,
I think I lost like 5 balls all day.
Yeah,
so I heavily overestimated at least for day one, but that's fine with me. I should be good for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. Hey, you got out of there easy though. Like,
yeah, I mean, I was just.
I'm sure. Like, if I would love to know who lost the most balls today, because somebody out there lost.
Brian Williams told me on his front 18, he lost 8 balls. So, and then he shot 39 on the front, 40. Well, hell, where's that?
Let's see here.
Yeah.
So he shot 77 on the front. He shot. So let's see, gross. He shot 83. So then, what's his handicap? What would he be?
5 or 6.
5 or 6. Yeah.
I want to say it's a 6.
Yep. That yeah, it would be 6. So yeah, that's what he told me, and then he backed it up with a 74.
Yeah.
He said he lost, and he said he lost 6 balls on the front and shot 39 on the front. Oh, pretty damn good to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What did Tyler Adams shoot on the front?
Let's see. 84.
So
well, so he shot
he had a 17, so
110 is what this thing is telling me.
Oh, okay. Well, so Tyler, I played Tyler my first 18, and to be honest, we went back and forth, and we were just trading holes, and they weren't good. It was no, like one of us played great, one of us played like shit, and then we.
No, we shot 99 because he shot 40.
Yeah, yeah. So 84 plus 17, 99. So. Tyler's playing a pretty good game. We go into 16, and I'm up 2 on him, so if I win the hole, then I win.
Yeah, it's over.
He shot 42-57.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so I didn't mean to ruin the story, if that's what... Yeah, but...
16 is the reason that he shot a 57.
What did he do?
Oh, God. So, he took his... I think he took driver off the hole, and he went right, and he got in the native grass and shit. And I think he was playing kind of like, well, shit, I've got to hit out. Because if I don't hit out, then I'm not going to win. I had already put a 4-iron right down the pipe. So clean. So tight all day. Anyways, so he's trying to play out of it. And God love him. I don't know how many swings he took out of the native grass. But he probably took 8 swings that hole just trying to get out of native grass. He would hit into like different spots of native and like hit trees and shit. And he was like... He's like, oh, my God. And I know he was getting upset, but, like, he kept it cool. Like, I mean.
What did he get on the hole?
I want to say he got, like, a 12 or some shit. Nah. Like, a 12 or 13 or. It was like, whatever his score is, you said a 57. That, a quarter of his score is that one hole.
Yeah.
I mean, tough. It was just, because he probably would have shot, I don't know, maybe high 40s or something like that.
Yeah.
Mid to high 40s otherwise, if he just posted a normal score there. But, gosh, it was. I felt bad for him because, you know, we would watch it and we'd point out the new spots that it hit and whatnot.
Yeah, there's so much of that today. I did it too. Like, you know, yeah. You hit a shot, you see it going, and you're like, okay, watch this really close. Because if it's close to the edge, you know, the irrigation and the fertilizer is still getting it, and it's really thick there.
Right, right.
But if it gets in a little bit, like the native grass gets a little bit thinner. So you watch it like, I don't know. I hit 5 of these balls today.
Yeah.
You watch it, you're like, oh, pay really close attention, and please go in a little bit farther. So if you know it's going in, so at least that way you might have a chance getting it back out. But I only tried hitting one ball out of the native grass. If I saw it in there, I was just assuming it was done and you didn't try it. But there was one I did try hitting out. I still made bogey on the hole.
I also saw Michael Williams today. I think he tripled a hole. And by the time that he had teed off on the next hole, they already had him like a Bloody Mary in his hand or whatever the hell he ordered. He had ordered something right after that triple, and boy, they were quick with it too. And I thought that was the funniest shit, just because it was like, you know, he didn't like bitch about it. He didn't say anything. He was just quiet. And then all of a sudden he got this drink. I was like, okay, that's, he immediately was like, fuck it, I'm just ordering. I thought that was pretty funny though.
Another great thing about this place.
Just deliver it right to you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Say, hey, I'm struggling out here. Bring me a drink.
So we got a little update on next year's captains.
Yep.
Josh Potterfield, Jeremy Moss.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good one. I like that.
Both of those two guys, they've been doing this for a while. Longer than I've been doing it. Longer than you've been doing it.
Do you think Moss is going to get his team hyped up?
Oh, my God.
Like, he's going to call his team in there like 6:15 Friday morning, and he's going to just hype them up. And he's going to call him in there Saturday morning and just hype him up again. It's hard not to just run through a brick wall for Moss when he gets you fired up like that, right?
Yeah.
When you guys did the podcast, like, the first one that you did was for JB and Grant, and you're like, you had him on and whatnot, and, you know, kind of talk a little trash back and forth. And they did a little bit. And then you guys just had Butler and Griff on. They didn't really talk any trash back and forth.
No.
I feel like you're going to be more than fine with Moss and JP. Yeah, them two are going to be harping at it. You're probably going to need to quiet them down, honestly.
Oh, me and Moss have been just mouthing all night since dinner about who's going to win this two-man scramble tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah. Moss will have no problem talking some shit and letting everybody know that he's captain. So, you know, when you've been doing this long enough, like, they're both going to have, like, legit strategies going in.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
For sure.
So, yeah, it should be a good matchup.
Well, you got anything else, or what are you thinking?
No, I'm just, we got another day of it, and I'm ready to play more golf.
I am too. I'm ready to scramble.
Yeah.
This is what I'm ready for here.
What's the winning score for a scramble? Say 27 holes.
If you get to 20, you for sure won.
You don't think it? Because last year, wasn't it, you guys got to 20, but...
We shot 20, Griffin and shot 21.
Yeah. I think if you get to 20, you for sure won. If you get to, all right, this might be a stretch, but so 7 teams. If you get to 17, you don't lose money.
With 7 teams?
Yep.
See, I just like, I mean, and maybe I'm giving everybody too much credit, but I just think these teams are so stacked, like, they all are across the board. That
they are, but it's so many birdies you have to make.
And it's a hard golf course.
So many birdies.
And that's
we'll see. Like, we have a completely different win tomorrow. We'll see. So, if you're playing tomorrow and you feel like you're out of it, I bet you're not.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's going crazy deep. Definitely nobody's getting to 25, 26. Nobody's doing that.
No.
I mean, my team might. So.
Yeah. Yeah, very well could.
All I know is I'm just bombing drives all day tomorrow.
Yep. I cannot wait to swing hard.
Yep. Just carefree. Swing the club.
And I can't wait to see a whole bunch of putts right in front of me instead of trying to guess what these greens are doing every time.
I got a little bit of chip on my shoulder this year. I got ball out. They was sleeping on the new guy, so I just gotta.
Okay.
I gotta get in there and put in some work.
Yeah. Make sure you're well known going in next year, right? Yeah,
exactly. I fell all the way to that. I wasn't there that day, but I fell all the way to that last row of blocks there. You know, and so you gotta recognize that.
You gotta show up to the draft. That's another thing. You show up there. You show up and just kind of let everybody know you're there. You usually get picked early.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. That's all good.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to sign off tomorrow. I'm going to go win me and Derek are going to go win a bunch of money from AJ. And so, Bridget, you are not going to get new shoes because we're taking his money tomorrow.
And if they don't, I'll make sure you guys hear about it. All right. We'll see you guys.